Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. 5 o'clock hour is finally here on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Scott Parks, we do believe, will be joining us at some point this hour. All kidding aside, I'm just going to lay it out there. He came in today, didn't look great, wasn't feeling great. Had this rash a couple days ago that sort of looked like poison ivy. And then Sam, right before the show today, pointed out, I don't think that's poison ivy. I know someone who had this. That is shingles. I, too, know someone who's had shingles. My husband now gets the vaccine. And one of the risk factors is age. If you are over 50, that is a risk factor.
And stress.
And so at 2 o'clock, he had this kind of large, puffy looking thing under his eye. It got bigger around 3 o'clock. And then by 4 o'clock, I looked over and I'm like, okay, you need to go see somebody right. Like, and please don't touch me.
This is developing right in front of us.
It is literally like the news unfolding right in front of us.
He did say that his face was getting more and more numb, which is not a good sign.
And he told me today his face was numb. And I looked at him, I said, you're not having a stroke, are you? And so we looked this up right before the show. And one of the symptoms, if in fact this is shingles, is that you can have numbness on one side of your face under your eye. That is exactly where his numbness has occurred. And so we kicked him out about 30 minutes ago. He is going to see a professional. Probably needs to see an ophthalmologist, because if you get shingles near your eye, it can lead to serious problems. I would urge all of you against Googling shingles to the eye. You will get results. You don't want to see them.
It's educational.
Scott just texted us.
Oh, lay it on me. What does it say?
Well, I don't even know if he's made it back there yet, because it simply reads, it's 4 words, I'm going to die. And Dan texted back.
No, you are not.
No, you're not.
What? He is not.
Why you gotta scare us like that, man? I know we scared you.
Well,
but
I will remind you, and you guys will be talking about this tomorrow, that it is always important to listen to your mother. And while I am not Scott's mother, I am the woman who probably spends more time with him than any other soul on this earth. And I told him at 2 o'clock, why don't you get the heck out of here and go get this checked out by a doctor? And he said, I'm not blanking going to the doctor or an ER, followed by some words that I cannot repeat on the air.
Some Listen more blankings.
To your mother. The number here is 913-586-7798. We would be remiss today if we did not talk about what's going on down in Florida. I never, Dan, know how to pronounce Ocala or
Ocala,
Ocala or Osala.
Ocala.
I hate that word. It is Ocala. Thank
Ocala.
You. Ajiki Owens, a mother of four, had gone to a home in Ocala, Florida, to confront a neighbor after a dispute involving her children. Owens was then shot and killed after going to the residence, and I believe the shot that was fired was shot through the door. Where have we heard this before? According to the local sheriff, the case has been complicated by that state's Stand Your Ground law after days without a decision on possible charges. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot going on in the studio. We printed this story at 2 o'clock. I do not believe charges have been filed since we've been on the air. But Sam, could you check for me? Owens is 35 years old, a mother of four. She was given first aid at the scene and then taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The shooter is a woman and has not been identified by authorities. The sheriff said the confrontation came after, quote, a neighborhood feud that had been building over time. And there was, quote, aggressiveness at the door, whether it be banging on the doors, banging on the walls, or threats being made. Was this in an apartment, Sam? Do we know? Though he noted it's an incomplete account of the dispute because half of the party involved in that dispute has died. The family today is outraged. They want the woman arrested. Her 9-year-old son, by the way, was standing right next to his mother when she was shot.
The most recent update I can find is 4 hours ago, and it does not mention charges.
So we know this. The shooting is the latest of a string of incidents, including right here. And this is from, I think, the New York Times, this story, including the Kansas City case where someone mistakenly approached the wrong house. Florida is one of about 30 states that have stand your ground laws. We are not going to make this about guns or even necessarily about the law there. I am asking you about the shot fired through the door. And when do you have a duty to retreat? And when is it okay? You know, I hate that fear factor that we always hear about. I felt fear. When is it okay to defend yourself? This is interesting. There were 6 to 8 reports of wide-ranging disputes between these women about the children.
By the way, it says the children were known to play in the field next to one of the buildings. I read that apartment.
6 to 8 reports of wide-ranging disputes in an ongoing feud about children playing. America, you have lost your damn mind. There have been too many of these stories in the headlines lately. But I'm asking you, because we keep seeing this in the news again and again and again, what do you think when it comes to the closed door? Can you feel fear through a closed door? I'm asking. 913-586-7798. You can also text us at that number. The family is demanding the arrest of the woman who shot through that door. Mr. Crump and Anthony Thomas, two attorneys working with the family, have issued a statement describing what they say happened. They say Ms. Owens' children, as Sam explained, had been playing in a field next to where they lived. Yes, an apartment complex. When the other woman yelled, "Get off my property," and started using a racial slur. The children left, but left an iPad behind. They forgot their iPad. When one of them returned to retrieve the iPad, the woman threw it at them, hitting the child. When the kids went back home with the iPad, they told mom what happened. Ms. Owens, the victim, crossed the street to speak to the woman, knocked on the door, and the woman, quote, allegedly shot through the door, striking and killing the woman.
According to NBC News, 6 hours ago, the woman was arrested and has been charged.
How is this case different than any other through-the-door case or end-of-the-driveway case or someone makes a wrong turn in a driveway, in a car? And what does the law say?
The 58-year-old woman was arrested on charges of manslaughter with a firearm, culpable negligence, battery, and 2 counts of assault, according to a statement from the sheriff's office.
What, if anything, does that mean for the case here? I ask you all of those things. 913-586-7798. You can text us your answer at that number as well. Scott hopefully will join us a little bit later this hour, give us an update on his health. I'm sure he's fine. I promise you that. You're listening to Dana and Parks, but just Dana right now. We're back with much more straight ahead. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Talking about this very, very sad case out of Florida, where once again, a woman has fired a shot through a door, killing another woman who was a neighbor. The feud had been going on for some time involving children. And I will remind you that when the shooter, who since we started this program has apparently been arrested and charged, yes, in the state of Florida, when the shooter fired that shot through the door, killing Ajiki Owens, Owens' 9-year-old son was standing right next to her. How can you shoot through a door if you don't know who's on the other side of the door? And is that why we're seeing charges in this case? We have certainly seen a lot of these cases lately, even right here. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hi, Mike. Welcome on in.
Hey, guys. So, you know, whether you're in Florida where you've got stand your ground laws or here in Kansas or Missouri, the same standard pretty well applies across the board. In order to use deadly force, your life has to be, or you have to be in imminent danger of great bodily harm or loss of life. Well, what does that mean? Imminent danger means that if you don't act right then and there, you could suffer great bodily harm or you might die. If there is a barrier between you and the threat, your life is not in imminent danger. I can see, you know, if she was to try to say that, oh, well, I was afraid because she was pounding on my door and I thought she was about to break through and was going to hurt me. Well, okay, but she didn't break through yet. So, you know, I could see if she's on the other side of that door and she's got her firearm in hand. And first of all, she should call 911 immediately and say, this is what's going on. This person is trying to break into my home. You've got that firearm ready to go, but you don't take the shot until she actually does break that door down and crosses the threshold. And I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts if they investigate and look at, you know, the apartment door, there's probably no damage to it. So that argument will go out
right
the window.
They're going to know immediately. And by immediately, I mean like the second this happened and the CSI people showed up, they're going to know immediately which way that bullet came through. And everything I've read said the door was closed. Again, there was a 9-year-old child on the other side of that door. Now, she is going to say, and I'm sure she will have lawyers who will say she was afraid for her life, that the mom was on the other side of the door. There was a history of this with the kids. I didn't know. I was afraid, so I fired the shot.
Even she told police that the victim, Owens, was trying to break down the door, meaning the door was still closed.
Banging on the door.
Correct.
Let's go to John in Parkville with a great point. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? So a couple things, and I'll listen off the air because it's just a little bit to get through. Number one, just to echo the last caller's thing, I'm a CNC holder in Kansas, and right in that CNC class, there were, like, threshold. You have to cross the threshold, and you have to be in imminent danger. You have to feel like your life is threatened.
Right.
So that's 100% true. Second point. My wife belongs to a group. I don't know if it's on Facebook or the Nextdoor app or whatever. It's called Buy Nothing, and we live in a very affluent neighborhood in Lenexa. Not, like, super affluent or working class, but where they share, where a lot of women share stuff on their front porches, and you go pick it up off their porch.
Yep.
And it's real commonplace, and they even have bags of traveling clothes where you go pick up the bag, take what you want, put what you want back in it or don't want back in it, and someone comes and picks it up. Well, the problem is that in a couple of instances, people have either gone to the wrong house or they've gone to the right house where somebody wasn't aware that they were going to show up.
Yep.
And guns have been pulled. And sadly, it's predominantly on people of ethnic origin and not Caucasian people. And that's just the truth of the matter based on what's going on in the group. So, you know, I mean, it's just getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand.
John, you know, I will tell you real quick, and I know you've probably had this conversation with your wife. You need to tell her, this is what I would do. Sorry, I shouldn't say you need to tell her. You don't want her doing this with the children with her. And I've had that conversation with people close to me that I think the Facebook Marketplace pickup without a phone number that you have that you can say, I am outside your door. I am in my car. Are you home? I'm walking up to the porch. Outside of that, I think it is a horrible way to pick up and or drop off because of exactly what you just said, the fear that someone misunderstands what you're doing there. We've seen it time and time again.
You're 100% right. And like I said, the kids are never, I mean, my kids are grown and out of the house, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where it's a cool concept and people save a lot of money, but somebody's going to end up getting killed because there's just too many crazies out there and they don't understand. You have to cross the threshold.
John, it's a great call and thank you for it. That brings up a whole different topic, but I'm telling you, the days of me walking up to somebody's door and grabbing something off the porch and ringing the doorbell and saying, I'm here for the Facebook Marketplace thing are over. Over.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Back with much more Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some breaking news to pass along really quick, and we are trying to get more information. Sam, you should check your email as well. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department just sent this out under missing endangered kidnapping, and I will read the release. Darling little baby. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is looking for assistance with locating a child that is the victim of a kidnapping. The child is 2. His name is Andrew L. Mims. Today at 1300 hours.
1 o'clock.
Thank you. Andrew was taken from the 8300 block of Campbell. Can you look that up for me, please? 8300 block of Campbell. Let me know how far east or west of Main Street or 71. Give us an idea where that is located.
Roughly 83rd and Troost.
Roughly 83rd and Troost. Thank you. Again, named Andrew, from 83rd and Troost by Michelle Mims, who was born in 1984. We will do that math. They were both last seen in a 2021 silver Toyota Corolla with unknown license plates in unknown direction. Andrew was last seen wearing a white T-shirt with red and brown heart on front of it, gray shorts, and and black Velcro shoes. This says, use caution. If you are able to provide any information, please call 911. And I wrote back and said, are they working on an Amber Alert here? Which is what I would expect in a case like this. But they've gotten much better when there is a child in imminent danger of getting the information out first, because we know sometimes there can be a delay. So if you are anywhere near or were near 83rd and Troost, again, this was around 1 o'clock today. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is looking for help. The child that was, in their words, kidnapped is 2 years old, named Andrew Mims, near 83rd and Troost, last seen in a 2021 silver Toyota Corolla. Her name is Michelle Mims, birth date June 3rd, 1984. Scott, or Sam, what does that make her?
38 or 39.
She's 38, 39 years old. Okay. Call 911 if you see either one of them. And I'm waiting on word back from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Here we go. The Highway Patrol did not approve the Amber Alert. It did not meet their criteria. I don't want you to think that that is because this is not something we should be paying attention to. Sometimes these cases do not, for whatever reason, meet the criteria. And some of those reasons can sometimes be wonky. So please be aware. And if you see that woman with that child, call 911. This story out of the New York Post. Man, I've heard about this surgery, but I've never run into anyone who has done it. I'm curious if you would do it. I've heard it's very painful. And here's the headline. I spent $100,000 on a painful leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches to my height. Damn. And he writes, I don't regret it. A Georgia man was so unhappy with his 6-foot frame that he spent more than $100,000 on a leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches to his height.
So he wanted to duck under doorways?
33-year-old Brian Sanchez, he's a mortgage broker. He said, I realized my legs were always looking weird. I didn't know what it was. What do you mean you didn't know what it was?
He's also ripped. Did you not work out your legs and that's why you thought they looked weird?
He says, I know it's a crazy thing. It's extremely expensive. It's time consuming. It is difficult and it is very risky in some respects. His first surgery, by the way, yes, his first, was $37,000 in December of 2022. They broke my tibia and fibula, hollowed out the inside of one of them, took out the bone marrow, then put a rod inside the bone and fastened it. And now you have all of this hardware and he's got problems going through TSA, I'm sure. In March, he spent another $69,000 for a second surgery. He's still in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you don't say.
Here's my question when you do this, because this is he is hardly the first person to do this. And I think it's very different for a female who is 5 foot tall versus a male who is 5 foot tall. I do recognize that. It hasn't every president of the United States been over 6 foot?
I thought you said he was 6 foot tall.
He says his 6 foot frame. Yeah, this is odd.
Meaning he went from 6 foot tall to 6'7".
Yeah. A Minnesota man by the name of Moses Gibson, who was 5'5", 41 years old.
That I could see.
Paid $75,000 to add 3 inches to his height and then went back a second time and dropped another $98,000 to add 2 more inches. Okay. I want to know, would you do it? I'm not here to judge. It's not something I would do. I don't need to be taller. Does it bum me out that I can't reach certain stuff at the grocery store? I don't really think about it anymore. I do think it's different for men. I really do think it's different for men.
Well, there are a lot of studies about height and how height affects your life positively when you have it. However, I don't see the point.
Why is that? Who cares in this day and age? Now, I know there are women who will say, who are taller, that I would prefer to date someone my height or taller.
Yeah.
But are we not past that?
But I'm talking like professionally. There are studies out there that for whatever reason, if you're taller, people trust you more I don't know.
Look up the income disparity in height, Sam. I know this the exact study that you're talking about. They looked at this income disparity and height And there is definitely a sad correlation between in men who are on the shorter end versus on the taller end. I'm not saying across the board. I'm saying on the aggregate, they have studied this stuff.
And a 1-inch increase in height is associated on average with a 1.4 to 2.9% increase in weekly earnings and a 1.0 to 2.3% increase in average hourly earnings.
How do they know that? I'm not denying the study. I've seen it. I've read it before.
I was going to say, this is the National Institutes of Health, so I'm sure they've...
In the long list of plastic surgeries you can have, is this one that is starting to become more common? And then also, are there risks to bone breaks down the road? Like, it sounds to me like if they're hollowing out your bone and they're taking your bone marrow out and then they're putting rods in it, are you going to be able to play basketball with all of that new height?
Not even bone break. I mean, bone breaks for sure. But also, you also have to lengthen your muscles and basically start from ground zero, because you can't just add 7 inches to your muscles and expect them to expand.
So 913-586-7798, if you are on the shorter end like Dana or the taller end like Sam, for both men and women, the relationship in height is striking. It's not just the 1-inch increase in height associated on average with more money for men. This NIH study says it is also true for women. It's about $2,000, by the way, per year for anyone making $50,000 is the way that Forbes magazine breaks this down.
But again, this guy looks like he works out 17 times a day.
I haven't looked him up. So is this just vanity? Is it vanity?
What were you missing here other than the fact that maybe you didn't work out your legs enough and that's why they look weird?
Here's where it gets interesting, and this is from Forbes. The researchers used genetic testing to try and figure out whether the effect of height on income could be explained by one's genes, like maybe perceived dominance, confidence, environmental influences, like all of that stuff. They found the genetic markers associated with increased height were also associated with other advantages. This is crazy. Including higher cognitive ability.
Well, and, I mean, thank you.
Yes, and lower risk of depression.
Oh.
In other words, while there is a case to be made that taller people earn more money because of their talent, and that discrimination on the base of height is economically rational in spite of its negative social implications, it is unlikely that genetics alone can explain the difference. That's crazy. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls on that. Are you short? Are you tall? Do you care anymore if you're dating?
I think people definitely care, and I don't know when that will ever stop.
But why? Like, back in the caveman days, I can certainly understand that, you know, it was a physical advantage, almost a life and death advantage.
Yeah, the alpha.
To have more bulk on you or to be the alpha male. But man, over the hundreds of years, we have not flushed that out of our DNA. It doesn't make sense to me that we have not.
Now, if you were born with, I don't know the PC term anymore.
Shortness?
No.
Just say it.
Where one leg is shorter than the other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to say the word deformity because we all freaked out the last time.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Out.
But if you're born and one of your legs grows to be 8 inches shorter than the other, I could see you doing this to level them out. But if you're a 6 foot tall guy who can barely walk straight through a door frame because your shoulders are so wide because you spend so much time at the gym.
Sure.
Get over the fact that you're 6 foot.
So NBC News took an in-depth look at this year in men's health. Leg lengthening surgery is gaining popularity among men seeking to be taller. A 26-year-old man had the procedure. He increased his height from 5'7" to 5'10" and explains what it was like. His name is Alex. He's 26 again and had always considered himself to be short. At 5'7", would you consider that short? I would be a horrible witness.
No, 5'7" is average height.
Robbery. Okay. At 5'7", Alex considered himself short. He says shorter men routinely get spoken down to.
Yeah, because
of the
trait
they can't control. Well, okay, he doesn't mean that in a literal sense.
They're not going to look up while they're talking to you, man. That'd be weird.
He should have changed his use of words there. Alex says, my goal was never to be tall. It is to be in a place where no one comments on my height. Leg lengthening is an intense and very expensive process, but one that is, in fact, becoming more and more popular in about the last 5 years. He got his surgery, by the way, in Burbank, California. Quoting here from one of the surgeons, I have 65-year-old men that come in to undergo this procedure. It's a 4-hour operation, by the way, not covered by insurance. It is around $75,000 with 4 months of physical therapy required when you are done.
Not
Alex, by the
it.
Way, went 4 to 5 times a week to physical therapy and had to use a walker.
Again, because his muscles did not expand with his legs that he had medically altered. By the way, from the text line, and this is a great point, you want to talk about income disparity versus height? They say, I give you Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett,
Amen.
And Steve Jobs.
Amen.
None of which are even close to 6 feet tall.
The procedure just to remove the rods, by the way, is another $10,000. Alex estimates the entire process cost him $100,000. 913-586-7798. We'll wrap it up after this. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Very nice. We just got an update from Scott. For those of you asking and wondering, he is still waiting to go back to be seen by a healthcare professional since he started itching uncontrollably and then his face exploded under his left eye, which is now numb. He's just waiting to be seen.
And as he says, his right side of his face has been numb since he was 16. Yep. So left side numbness feels odd.
Real quick, let's move from men's health to women's health, and then we've got some breaking news out of Leavenworth County. Menopause symptoms, according to CNN, cost billions in medical expenses and lost days of work. Ladies, no shock here. Symptoms linked to menopause, hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disturbances, can add up to $1 billion in medical expenses and lost productivity in the workplace, according to a study out of the Mayo Clinic. Researchers surveyed about 5,000 women ages 45 to 60. A full 13% we surveyed experienced an adverse work outcome related to symptoms. 11% missed days of work because of those symptoms. Most of the women, by the way, indicated moderate symptom burdens. Moderate, not extreme. I always am curious how they come up with the $1 billion in lost expenses and productivity, but that's the number they came up with. I had to look up this case and help me out here a little bit, Sam. We just got a news release out of Leavenworth County that a man charged with capital murder appeared in court today, where he learned that the state intends to pursue the death penalty. Now, this is interesting because Leavenworth is obviously in Kansas. We don't even have the infrastructure in Kansas to support capital punishment, but here we go. The defendant's name is Donald Ray Jackson Jr., and I looked this up, learned of the state's intention to seek the death penalty as punishment for his alleged crimes that happened back in 2020. You will remember this case. Just horrifying. I do believe that is the man who is accused, Sam, of murdering his two young sons, age 12 and 14.
Yeah.
Amber alerts were issued in multiple states after family members found the boys dead. You remember this, their younger sisters who were 7 years old and 3 years old were missing. Remember this? They found him and the daughters were alive with him in the car. The boys had been killed. And from Leavenworth County today, they have announced they will seek the death penalty in that case. I would have to look this up. I don't remember the last time we had a death penalty trial or case in Kansas. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it hasn't been used, and we have not had the infrastructure. We don't even have a death chamber. It doesn't exist in the state of Kansas.
It says he's charged with capital murder. I thought that was typically reserved for...
When the crimes involve children and multiple victims, I believe that's one of the mitigating circumstances that can lead to those charges.
Not just officers of the law.
Nope. There's a whole list of things that really horrible people can do that will lead to that outcome. And I think a child death, crossing state lines, that kind of thing is one of them. So we will have much more on that tomorrow. And that will be an interesting discussion. Then from Fox 4, we leave you with some news you can use this afternoon. Americans receive billions of scam text messages every year. Unfortunately, they're not going to stop anytime soon.
Yay!
While it is often difficult for people to determine which texts are legit and which are scams, they are offering these 5 texts that are red flags that you should never answer.
All of them that you weren't expecting. What?
Texts that promise a free prize, delete. Texts that promise a low interest credit offer, delete. Now, this one is important. Texts warning you of suspicious activity on your account. I got one of those 2 days ago. It actually was from my bank. But do not ever assume it is actually from your bank.
Don't click on the link. Call your bank directly. I got endless calls the other day. Actually, I counted them. It was 14 calls in a row from a number that was labeled spam risk. They left a voicemail, and it had to do with my Venmo account. So I went in and changed my password, and everything was good.
Well, remind your family members. Here's number 4, text warnings about problems with a payment you've made. Or number 5, any text about an invoice for a product you did not order. If you didn't order it, you should not be getting text messages about it. We always think these are like, you know, kind of self-explanatory, but there's a reason billions and billions of dollars are lost every year to these scams.
If you don't have an account with the company that they're texting you about, it's probably a scam.
913-586-7798 is the number. Please don't call because I'm leaving. Scott will be back tomorrow. I assure you, he is fine. He is just taking care of his health, as we all should when you wake up and your eye is drooping for reasons you cannot explain. Tune in tomorrow for an update. Thank you. Thank you, as always, for supporting the Dana and Parks program. Sam Stevie on the other side of the glass. I'm Dana Wright. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.